Let's face it, life isn't easy. If you're stuck in a bad relationship, betrayed or afraid of tomorrow, financially insecure, or desperate for a breakthrough, you've come to the right place. Dr. Carmen Hara is a renowned psychologist, intuitive, relationship expert, and best-selling author, and she's here to give you the miracle guidance you need. Her new call-in show, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, offers profound wisdom, practical advice, daily exercises, and empowering predictions, all for you. Dr. Hara's show aims to eliminate everyday problems, big and small, with topics like healing your relationships, reclaiming your power, achieving better health, dealing with loss, and so much more. Regain the joy, stability, and fulfillment you deserve to feel. Tune in to Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life with host Dr. Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, and find the answers you've been looking for.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life. I'm your host, Dr. Carmen Hara. So excited to be with you tonight. I have a great topic that probably many of you will resonate with. Simple solutions for complicated situations. And the most complicated situations often have the simplest solutions. And sometimes, you know, in life we got caught in our troubles and we can't imagine what the outcome would be. So when we experience hardship, a financial crisis, trying to resolve our problem, when we lose our home, we lose someone we love, then we don't know how to get out of the dilemma. So in such moments of, distress, we need that divine guidance. We need to move in the right direction. So tonight, I would love to take your calls if you feel like you're going through a hard time and you don't know your way out. And trust me, everything in life is rectifiable. Everything can be changed. Everything can be turned around. But you have to know the strategies you need to take. And I will give you tonight the 7 strategies to get out of complicated situation. And I'm so excited to be with you tonight. And as you know very well, this show is a call-in show. So feel free to call in at 202-570-7057. From the beginning, I also want to let you know that the next week I am having an amazing show because I have 2 phenomenal guests. I met them, Amy Zedner and Monte, her husband. I met them almost 28 or 29 years ago in Southampton. And I can tell that if anybody knows anything about spirituality, these 2 people do. They wrote, I think, around 50 books on metaphysics, on astrology, on playing cards, on energies, and you name it. So 50 books, you can imagine. And they are my guests next week on the 13th on Om Time Radio. Then I want to also let you know that I will be with Glenys McKent on the 15th on Facebook at 4 p.m., 15th of this month at 4 p.m. Eastern, on my Facebook account. So if you have questions for Glenys, you want to find out your numerology, if you want to find out which year you are in, you want to find out if you are compatible with somebody in your life, or which is your personal year and how you can handle different situations from the numerological point of view. So on the 15th at 4 p.m., I will be waiting for you on Facebook. But on the 14th, I am with Dr. Darren Wiseman, my wonderful friend, and we're doing a live on his Facebook account promoting his new course. So on the 15th at 11:30, on the 15th at 4 p.m. with Glenys, on the 14th, I will be with Darren Wiseman, and next week, the 13th, 7 p.m. Eastern. I just wanted to let you know I have, we're talking about this amazing book written by Amy and Monte called Mindful Astrology. So coming back to my topic, I want you to trust me when I say that there is a way out of anything, and you know that the most complex issues are resolvable. Because for every question on the outside world, there is an answer on the inside. Like, consider there is no lock made without a key. So similarly, like in a metaphoric way, there is no problem without a solution. I want you to understand that you always have the power to do two things in any given circumstance. And the number one thing is to elevate your perception. To elevate your perception, which means to choose to see things from a higher perception, from a different point of view. So see things differently. And then number two is to consider all the resources, because when you're paralyzed by pain or suffering or grief or confusion, you don't see your resources. You don't utilize all your all the potential. So use all resources available to try and repair something that went wrong. So these are the foundation of eradicating problems. You elevate your perception, you expand your vision, you're able to see beyond the problem. So the question is seeing beyond the problem. And they're like exactly like climbing high above a mountain in front of you to see what lies on the other side. And second, when you decide to take action, you take control over a problem. You always need to take control of everything. Take control of your feelings. Don't let emotion control you. Take control of a situation. Take your power back and don't allow it to overwhelm you. You stand up to the challenge and confront the challenge without fear. This grants you control over any situation possible. I know there's many of you on online, and I would love to go in a minute and take a phone call from Germany, because I am so so happy to have my European friends calling me on the show. I know sometimes it's very late for the people in Europe, but that's why I'm so happy to take your calls, guys, for everybody calling from there. And I know that I have my first call, Alexandria from Germany. Hold on the line. I'll be with you in a minute. But just to finish what I said before, I will read a call recently that says most of the problem in life are because of two reasons. We act without thinking, or we keep thinking without acting. So how true is this? Either we do something that goes wrong because we didn't think things through, or we get stuck in a problem because we keep thinking about the actions we need to take to resolve it without actually taking them. So think a little bit. This is very simple and is extremely efficient. You need to act, and you have to think, keep thinking about acting. So, and I want you to for a second, reflect upon this quote, and we can change our life tonight. So this is a show that is called Miracle Guidance. It's the guidance that you need in case you're in a situation when you want someone else to have a look at your problem and give you a different perspective. So we can change things tonight. So I also will share in a minute the 7 strategies to solve problems. Because you deserve to live without burdens. You deserve to wake up and feel divine joy, not frustration. Because this is your birthright, to feel great. The way I see it, life is a series of tasks you are given to solve. And the first step to passing our task is to use the wisdom. Unfortunately, we live in a society that places much emphasis on information and not the significance of being wise. Where does this leave us when we experience a personal crisis or a global one like we are seeing right now? You can see where we are because there's not enough wisdom how to handle it. And collectively, we feel lost. We might know how to maintain a social media page, or we know how to drive a car or to do our taxes, talking about the tax season, but we sometimes have a hard time handling a healthy relationship. How to give to our body what it needs, or how to make an intuitive decision. So the truth of the matter is all these answers lie within ourselves. They have very little to do with the outside world. So wisdom doesn't stem from information or external opinions. We hear on TV opinion. The 10 people come on a table and give opinions. We can influence any situation simply by tapping into the knowledge that dwells within our higher self, where we are connected to a higher power, with what we call God, to the divine universe. So this means that whatever is sort of thrown at us, we can overcome. Remember that our greatest inspiration can come during a moment of desperation. Let's look into this wisdoms. But before I go and talk about the seven steps that we need to take to overcome, I'm going to go to Germany right now. And I'm going to talk to Alexandria from Germany. And welcome to the show. Hi, my wonderful Alexandria. How are you, my love?
I am fine, thank you. And my name is Alexandra.
Alexandra, okay, my beautiful. I think my producer sort of missed your name a little bit, but Alexandra is my favorite name. My mom was Alexandra, my youngest daughter is Alexandra, my son-in-law is Alexander. So this is one of my favorite names, and it has enormous power. This is one of those names that gives you power, and you have to be a very powerful woman. You have to just become aware of it. What can I do for you tonight, Alexandra?
Actually, I am from Romanian, but
okay,
I live
that's
in
fine.
Germany.
That's fine. A lot of Romanian people live in Germany, and Germany is a very nice place, and probably is good for you in so many respects. And if you have whatever question you have, just feel free to ask me.
I am asking me why I am not thankful, grateful for what I have.
You are not grateful?
Enough.
You're right. I mean, there's never enough gratitude, no matter how much gratitude we express, there's always room for more gratitude. So you can change that by simply acknowledging that you will be more and more grateful in the days ahead, in the years ahead. Like when you wake up in the morning, the first thing you should say, I'm grateful for every single breath. I'm grateful for this beautiful day. I'm grateful that I can evolve. I'm grateful that I'm on earth. I'm grateful that I'm alive. I'm grateful that I'm healthy. I'm grateful that I'm loved. I'm grateful that I have the family. Find a million reasons for gratitude. And what gratitude does, it heals you. It heals you emotionally, physically. There are a lot of studies showing that when you express gratitude, no matter what kind of a health problem you might have, you are starting the process of healing. What I've seen working for almost 30 years with people, I've seen that a lot of diseases come from lack of gratitude. People who are not grateful enough, and then they wake up, then, or people who are constantly dissatisfied, frustrated, angry, miserable, jealous, being hateful. These people, sooner or later, they develop very serious diseases. A disease means a disconnect. So you disconnect from your higher power, you disconnect from the divine, you disconnect from the world around, and this is the way when you physically get sick. But do you have any specific questions for me, Alexandra, something that I can help you with?
Actually, I have no pain, no fear, I have,
okay.
I didn't lost anything. Anybody.
So in other words, you don't have a loss. You're not sick. There's no reason. Is there anything that bothers? Is there anything that you need to improve? Do you want to build a home? Do you have kids? Do you have a good husband? Is there something missing in your life?
Probably. I love me not so much because I didn't expect it that I have no problem. And
but do you, I'm asking you, do you have children? I copy?
No.
No children? Okay. How old are you? How old are you? Ce vârstă ai?
30.
You're 30. Do you want kids? Not sure?
I don't have a husband.
So you're married. Do you want to get married? Is this something you want to do?
Do you want to build
a family?
Yes, because it's that part of life.
No, you mean this is some, you know, a lot of people don't necessarily want to get married in the world today. The young generation says, why should we get married? Because 50% of the marriages end up in a divorce. So these are the statistics. And for me, I work with so many people. I see a lot of people less convinced that they really have to tie the knot and they really have to get legally married. So when I see a lot of people dating multiple people, I mean, it's just the world of dating is kind of confusing nowadays. It's not the way it used to be 30, 40, 50 years ago. Now, it's your decision. If you just have a need, you know, to be with somebody and you hate being alone and you find it natural to be with somebody, then I really advise you to consider being with somebody. And I personally, in my mind, in my intuitive mind, I see you finding somebody great by the month of November of this year. And probably within another year and a half, you will consider getting married. And I'm convinced that you will end up by having children. But the good part is that you are in good health, that you don't have, you have everybody in your family. How is your financial situation? Do you do well financially?
Yes.
Yes, so then everything is fine. All you're missing, building a family, but you're young, you can do all of that.
I am a nurse.
Oh, I congratulate you for that. I mean, I'm so, people who do work to help others is, in nowadays, you know, are people that are, you know, they sacrifice and they are applauded by everybody else. So I am proud of you that you're doing this type of a career. And it's a great career. You know, you have a lot of satisfaction to help the people in need, especially sick people. And you see how fortunate you are to be healthy, looking around how many sick people exist.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
And I love you, my Alexandra, and I wish you the best of luck. And call me on the show when you get married so I can celebrate. And invite me, you know what I mean, when you have your own child at the celebration of your firstborn. And I promise you, you're a blessed woman and you're a beautiful soul. And I love you. I celebrate your, you know, all your good intention, all your work and everything. So, and again, I'm very grateful for calling the show. And I'm going to go on a short break and then I'm going to go back to my calls and hold on the line, everybody else.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
COVID-19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
If you're feeling increasingly lonely right now, you're not alone. It's totally normal. Even though we may not be able to get together in person, connecting virtually with friends and family still gives you a chance to interact with people and may help raise your spirits. Join a virtual book club, set up group text chats, or online video coffee breaks with coworkers.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
I am so excited to be with you tonight, and I want to let you know that my new book is coming very shortly. I'm finalizing the cover, and I will have the book everywhere available probably within another 6-7 weeks. The book is called Committed: Finding Love Through the 7 Archetypes, and is a manual to understand what kind of an archetype you are, who is your perfect match, and all the problems that the world is facing when it comes to commitment. Because that's where, because it's like listening to Alexandra, she's saying, well, I'm alone, I'm 30, I don't know if I'll find somebody. So the problem with commitment in the young generation is absolutely obvious and needs to be addressed. But I will go in the stopping great length in the book, and I know that you will celebrate reading this book if you are single, or if you are unhappily married, or if you go through a divorce, or if you simply want to find out what kind of a archetype you are. And who are you married to, by the way? So I'm going to take your calls right now and go to... I think I'm having Koi from New York. Hi, my lovely. How are you? Hello? Can you hear me? I don't know if I lost Koi from New York. I'm going to talk to Pauline. Okay, hi, Pauline. Are you listening to me? Can you hear me? Hello? Hi, Pauline. Okay, I'm going to go to Koi, New York. Hi, my dear.
Hi, Carmen. How are you?
Hi, beautiful. I'm good. How are you, my love?
Good, thank you. You had a beautiful Easter?
Yes. You?
It was nice and quiet, Carmen. Just
good,
how I like
it. Everything, as long as it's nice, you know, as long as it's quiet, it means peaceful. It means you feel that the sense of oneness, the sense of fulfillment is the best feeling in the world. The best feeling.
Yes, it is. Yes,
and it's amazing how people don't acknowledge how significant it is to be with themselves sometimes. You know, the only relationship that is permanent in life is with yourself. And even if it's a big celebration, you know, it's important that you feeling you in the moment, you know. And it's recommended that during the day you spend moments with yourself. And especially on an event like Easter, you know, you just reconnect with the divine within yourself and rethink of your amazing power and what you really accomplish and where you're going from here. It's a moment of reflection. So is there something I can help you tonight, my love?
Yes, please. Mm-hmm. Carmen, I have a brother. And my brother... we could call him Doc for short, because his name sounds like that. And I'm concerned about him. We have a type of an on and off type of relationship. We're both Virgos. Like, he's September 10th, I'm September 5th. We have a lot of things that are similar or very alike. But we're also opposites, where I'm more of an upbeat and he's more of a downbeat. Like, I'm more positive, he's more negative. And we have, you know, the relationship, sometimes I have to not talk to him for a few weeks, even up to a few months, because of the negativity. So, and he's very...
Has he always been like this? I mean, go back in time. Was he always like this?
Yeah.
Okay. So his perception of the world is kind of dark, and you stay in the light. You have such a vision, and you see everything. You see the positive outcome, even if the situation sometimes is difficult. But he has a different perception. He stays in that negative field, and he can't break through. And of course, your relationship is suffering, because you guys are so different in the way you look at the world. And you know, we don't change people, no matter who they are. This is an old saying. People, the weather, you know, we can accept the way they are. We are not here to change anyone. We're only here to create the best version of ourselves. And the people who come in our life, our immediate family, our friends, our relatives, you know what I mean, our co-workers, come for a reason. We are learning through the people that reflect us. Your brother's a reflection of something. Have you ever thought of that? Your brother presence is a reflection of something that you need to see for some reason, you know? And there's something in the family here that is significant for you to look deeper and analyze what is going on in this family that your brother is acting this way.
I know what it is already. I know what it is. We were raised in foster care. And, you know, we didn't receive, you know, the nurturing and kindness and things of that nature. So he treats me the same way that we were treated, you know, growing up in foster care. Like, I'm an outsider. And also, Carmen, he's very ill. And there's times that I'm afraid.
What is he suffering? What is the disease? What is the illness?
He has uncontrollable high blood pressure, and he has diabetes. And he's always ending up in the hospital a lot. And he's having the diabetic comas. Sometimes it's hard for them to bring him back. And so he's my only brother. And I try not to.
Is this diabetes type 2?
The one where he has to take insulin and he has to.
Oh, he's the diabetic type 1 or type 2?
It's type 1.
Well, type 2 can be also, if it's severe, you end up on insulin. If it's diabetes type 1, that's an autoimmune disorder. And
he has to take insulin.
Okay. It can be diabetes. He was not born with diabetes as a child, no?
When did he realize he had
diabetes? Later on in life?
In 2004.
Okay, so that's not type 1, it's type 2 diabetes. And, you know, the diabetes is causing this uncontrolled blood pressure. There's a lot that can be done, and everything has an emotional component, because in this state of mind that he is with this emotion that he is not able to process, his neurotransmitters, the catecholamine in the brain, the epinephrine, the norepinephrine, I go into the roof. When that happens, when he's emotional, then his sugar goes to the roof and the blood pressure goes to 230. He can have a stroke and he can go into. So there is an emotional component that leads to this severe health problem. But if he can, you know what I mean? And I wonder whether there's something else inside him that doesn't function properly for a very long time. And I feel so sad, and I feel like I can help him. I have this sense that there is something in him that needs to be regulated at the mind level, that we can control the blood pressure, because it is controllable. And the diabetes, it can be controlled. Even if type 1 can be controlled, you can live a long life with diabetes if it's under control. The question is, what makes it lose control over? Where is the medical problem, the underlying condition that is not detected? And that can, if that is fixed, that he can get way better. I have a feeling he can be,
With him, Carmen, he stays in a negative thought pattern.
Well, that's the problem. The negativity is the one that's causing this, the whole chemistry of the brain to be off. The whole body is out of homeostasis, is out of balance. When the body goes out of homeostasis, then of course he can actually die. It's just dangerous. But well, he needs help, and the right. source of the problem is not treated.
Right. Well, Carmen, I'm afraid that I'm going to lose him. Every time I get a phone call from him, most of the time it's because...
When is your brother born, my love?
New York. We were born in Long Island, New York.
No, no. What is he? What? Give me his birthday.
9. September 10th.
Which year?
1959.
59. Hold on. Let me see. So he is 60. Well, your brother can live up to 71. So he's 62 right now, no?
He will be, yes.
Yeah. Well, she still has years to go.
He does.
I know your brother's going to die. No.
He said that he's gone down the tunnel a couple of times.
But you know what? He came out and he can recover. You know, I'm feeling compelled to tell you something that you need to know. This is not really the end of him. According to all the calculation, he will still be around, you know, and he can get better, believe it or not. We the body has the ability to heal, the intelligence to heal. So I think if his source of a problem is healed and corrected, he can get way better, you know. I don't see your brother dying. I don't. Mm-mm. I see him getting better. This might sound impossible, but my opinion is.
I believe it.
Right.
I believe it. It's the thing is that I can't seem to get through to him that he's necessary, that he's wanted, that he's needed, because he's never had the love that he's, and that's why he keeps.
Yeah.
That's why he keeps trying to cross over all the time.
Mm-hmm.
See, I know this is something I know that he keeps doing that, and they keep sending him back because it's not time for him to go anywhere.
Right.
But he doesn't feel any love, and he hasn't had it. And so,
right.
That's, you know, and I was concerned about his mental health. I didn't know if he had.
But it's from there. Everything is in the mind. You know, the mind governs.
Yeah.
Every function of the body, and there's definitely this uncontrolled blood pressure is definitely having a lot to do with a release of a norepinephrine, epinephrine in the bloodstream that will make the blood pressure to go to very high numbers, and the sugar also will go to the roof. So let's try to figure it out, a way to heal the mind so we can bring the body to stability. And it can be, if the blood pressure is controlled, if the sugar is controlled, then he can be fine. But he needs to control the mind, and the mind it needs help. So that's where the problem is. And obviously, when you say he needs medication. He needs to, you know what I mean, to come to the realization how significant it is to get better. In his mind, and that can be the most important step that you guys need to think about taking first before anything else. Yeah.
I don't know how I'm going to get him to get some psychological help.
We need, that is first. The psychological help is the first step. The first step.
Exactly.
Right.
Thank you for talking to me about this.
Okay, my love. So keep me posted. For some reason, I feel I can help him. I don't know why, but I feel I can. And I'm willing to help. Okay, my love. Thank you for calling. And I'm going to go and take a short break. And I will be with you in a minute. Just let me take a break. Thank you.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going Om? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers, pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
And I'm back on Om Time, and I'm gonna go back to the calls, and I would love to talk to Susan.
Hi, Carmen.
Hi, Susan. How are you, my love?
Thank you for the bracelet. I got my obsidian bracelet today.
Oh my God! Thank you. I am so happy that you like it.
Yeah, thank you. So I guess my problem is sometimes when I'm in a conversation with others, I sometimes need to take over the conversation with my experiences. And I just try to relate to something that somebody else is speaking. And then I try to I just need to step back, I think, with my communication skills if I'm over-communicating, or?
It's possible to over-communicate. It's not necessarily the only aspect of it that you need to control it. If you see that others around you are not in tune with you and they feel like they cannot deliver any messages because you are indirectly blocking them by expressing constantly your own self and not integrating anybody else's opinion. So, do you have complaints from anybody telling you that you talk too much or you are too opinionated or too aggressive in expressing your point of view?
Not directly. At my old job, they were telling me to stay in my own lane and not to ask questions, and then the next they would want me to ask questions. It was really odd. But and then another thing that I seem to do is if I do meet a new person that may be a new man that might be a good relationship, I kind of hesitate because I'm a little nervous that they might be targeting me and my, you know, I have my own home and I'm pretty well stable. And so I get a little bit.
Where's this insecurity, this subconscious fear coming from? There's a fear in you. You know, you're afraid. You're afraid of what if this is not going to work for me, you know? So you have that that pain within your heart, not knowing how to adjust to somebody and doubting that the person coming into your life will be a positive. Like I said, okay, I have myself. I have everything I need. Why do I want to bother? And I understand. I completely understand the way you feel. But I question, where is this emotion? Where is this reality coming from? You know, can you tell me, were you happily married at some point or not? Did you go through a divorce? Did something happen to you?
I was happily married and my husband died suddenly, you know, and that was like 16.
That's it. So you were happily married and this happy marriage, I experienced this. I was very happily married. After 27 years, my husband died at 50-something of lung cancer. And ever since, I feel the way you do. I feel like, why should I bring someone else in my life who I don't know if that person will be my husband? I've always tried to replace this man with a similar, and that's not happening. And I know it's not happening because that's not the way life is. Life is not going to bring me the same experience. It's going to bring me something else. Now, your fear is that something else might not be what you want or might not be to your liking or might be probably a less positive experience. And then you think, well, I'm better by myself than just... how old are you right now, Susan?
54.
You're so young. I was 53 when my husband died. So when did your husband die?
2000.
When did your husband die?
2000.
In 2000?
2004.
2004. So that's what, 17 years ago. Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's quite a while, you know?
You had to live by yourself.
Right, yeah. No, I could, if somebody understands, it's me. It's me because I'm in the same situation with you. With the loss of a man I love, and he was my life, and I thought that his everything was everything for me. And here you are, you know, you are telling me, almost like you are telling me my story. But I think you're way too young, and I think you should give yourself a chance, because you're alone for way, way too long. So you met no one in all these years?
I've had, you know, occasional dates or something, but nobody I really connected with. And I did meet a guy weeks ago that I really felt connected with, but he was almost too much like my last husband, and I didn't want to go down that road again. And he was a smoker, and I'm not a smoker, and it just, my husband was a smoker, and I wasn't, and so that was a big deal breaker for me.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, I completely understand.
Maybe somebody else down the road. I don't know if you can see anything.
I think someone else is coming for you. Somebody around your age. You might even be a little bit younger than you, a number of months younger or a year younger than you. I see you as somebody who's divorced, somebody who you'll have a lot of fun with. You're looking, and don't necessarily think of getting married. Think of... let me try to rebuild something. Let me try to love again. Let me try to live again. I think your life will change. I feel it in my heart. I feel something major is going to happen and your life will change very soon, very, very soon. And I will want you to call me back on the show and tell me how happy you are and how this time is going to, you have confidence and it's going to be the right relationship. It's a sign of me says that it's going to be different than the one you had, but in many respects will be more intense, probably even more powerful. It's possible. Don't deny that. You are very young. You've been alone for way too long. And I want to take away that fear. That fear that someone coming into your life is going to take advantage or is not going to be good enough. Let's eliminate the fear so that you don't block yourself anymore. Because I have a feeling you've been blocking yeah. your ability. And you didn't want to open that door. You yeah. locked the door and you said that's it. It's going to stay locked. I mean, you consciously continue to keep the door a possibility locked. And I want me to intervene in your life right now and tell you, okay, go ahead, Susan, and open that door and let's see what's happening. Don't necessarily plan to marry anybody, but give yourself a chance okay. to look into the new person that the universe is going to show to you. Which is the month and the day of your birth, Susan?
10/29/66.
10 and 29. Okay, hold on. So, yeah. So, this year, you will go into a karmic year. Karmic years are very rare. You haven't had a karmic year for the last 18 or 24. Let's go back 18 years ago. Let's go back 24 years ago. What happened?
18 years ago, I was with my husband, the one that died. Mm-hmm. And 24 years ago, I had been married and divorced and moved on. And then I was engaged and then that broke off. And then I got with my second husband who died.
Okay. So, because you have karmic year from the fall of this year to the end of 2022. So then I think your life, I'm absolutely confident that karmic years bring us people we are meant to be with. It's something that is considered to be your karma. And your karma is very, very playing a role here during a karmic year, meaning something that you are meant to experience, you will experience. So I'm excited about this. I do believe that there's something great happening and that you will go for this person who you don't know yet, but I expect a phone call back on the show in a number of months from now in which you will tell me how your life is changing and how you're able to unblock and open up yourself and meet this amazing man. I'm excited for you, my love.
Thank you.
Okay, my Susan. Thank you for calling me and I love you.
Love you too. Bye-bye.
Okay, sweetie. And I'm going to go. I don't know. I still have... hi, Paul. Is Pauline still with me?
Yep, I'm here.
Hi, Pauline.
Hi, I heard you on the last show saying that my bracelet got returned. Interesting.
Yes, I got it. That's why I wanted very much to talk to you.
I will contact you, but I really wanted...
So,
since you've been doing
I got it back... I got it back. It says the address was incorrect. I don't know. What was
impossible.
Incorrect?
Impossible. They don't want me to have it. You must have some magic on that.
Oh, I want you to
listen, like, Pauline, it's like they're trying to block
me. I send my assistant. She, poor girl. She stayed online.
Well, maybe I typo. Maybe it's typo error. It could be that I typo.
It can be. Yeah, it can be. But I can make you, if you write me, I send you a picture to see how... Return back because the sender is not...
Hey, that's good enough. If I get the picture, I'm fine with the picture of it.
Right.
It's good.
But the address, the bracelet will get to you, I promise you. But just resend me the address and I will send my assistant again and I promise you'll get it. So
okay.
For that,
right.
I'm really... Sometimes post office makes mistakes. I'm not blaming nobody. But I had issues with post office, like send it and then they send it back because whatever mistake they can do. It's part mistakes.
Anything
happen.
Spiritual ever comes to me always gets lost. Somehow it gets stolen or something.
No,
I don't know.
But I really feel like you're going to get it. I know for sure you will. But I wanted definitely to talk to you about this and let you know that.
Right.
You know what? No matter what, who did a mistake here, you will get it. And that you are very dear to me and you are my wonderful friend and I want you to be okay. And I want you to tell me if there's something I can help you tonight. Anything
yes,
I can do for
important.
You.
This is important. I've been hearing you for two shows about the karmic relationship. I really need you to look at these birthdays, mine and my. I really truly believe this is a karmic twin flame, and I really want
to tell me. Tell me the two birthdays. Okay. What are they?
Mine is 12/19/1960.
12/19/1960.
And his is 12/3/1949.
1949. One second, lovely. Just a minute. Okay. Oh, this is magic. Who's this person?
He was somebody I met, and I demanded the universe send him to me because I wasn't going to go forward with my mission without my, I thought it was a twin flame. Right. So he came into my life, but at the time, I was still married, and we had a 9 months, and then we parted. He insisted on parting, which was meant to be because it wasn't correct on morality.
Right.
So then he... Finally, unfortunately, I did stay with my husband. I did work through whatever I needed to work through with my husband until he passed 5 years ago. But I waited a couple of years to reconnect with this man because I was no longer married. And yeah, he was like finishing up a relationship. And so we have not, and we're finishing up our whatever we need to heal within ourselves before I thought that's what was gonna happen. But he keeps pushing me away. He keeps, and I feel that I'm supposed to.
He's pushing you away now?
He keeps saying what he's looking for. He doesn't see that in me, so he doesn't really see all of me. He only sees what he remembers of me and what he's judging me based on what I tell him.
I don't think it's you. I think the issues that he has is with his own self.
Yes, I try to tell him some of the things he needs to
do. And I think that you are just, you came in his life for a major reason. This relationship is very compatible and is very intense and very karmic. Going back to two past lives, you actually will be amazing
together. I know about one of them. I know about one of them. I know we're supposed to do some really powerful work together.
You guys will be great together.
That's what I thought. I'm not going to give up then because I'm very...
No, don't give up, you know. But I do believe that he has issues. I do believe that probably he has issues with his health. Probably he has issues with... the fact that he doesn't want to commit to anybody, probably he thinks it's too late for him. There are some negative thoughts that are blocking
him. He's got a lot of blockages, but he thinks he used to be a healer. He's working on himself, but I keep checking in on him. And I know that I have a lot to share, but he doesn't think I know anything.
He's a very good human being. He's a very good human being. Yeah. But
he lost
some people in his life. That there was... you know, this is somebody who went through a lot of pain, a lot of suffering.
Yeah, he has a lot of trauma he needs to clear.
Yeah, this is someone who really has a lot of trauma. Exactly.
Yeah, I know. That's why I was hoping that if I could help him, but he won't let me. And I don't want to disempower him. He's a shamanic. Now he's working on, he's a shaman. So he's working through
it. Well, these people, they definitely have this ability to heal themselves, but also... he can block himself, and I feel like he's blocking
but
himself.
I drop hints, and hopefully he picks up on it. His spirit knows that I'm telling him the truth. He just takes time. He has to go the hard way. I've been told by the neurologist, based on his name, the hard way thing, and I hate that he has to, but I have to respect his sovereignty. I can't force him, and I'll be patient. I have my own issues to work with, and I thank goodness for you. You help a lot. I really love that, you know. Okay, well, there's another chance for another person to speak to you before the show ends. I will.
Okay, my lovely.
I don't want to hog
you. I love you, my Pauline.
Thank you so much.
Feel free to send me again your address. Okay, my love.
I will. Thank you.
I love you. I'm going to go shortly to my Leilani, my beautiful Leilani. How are you, my dear?
Hola, Carmen. I'm okay. There's a lot going on. I'm driving in a rented car to a house sitting position till Saturday. Nothing opened up apartment wise. I didn't want to sign a year lease, and I want to leave Colorado, but I need a car, and I wanted to see what you think.
Well, I think you have to have a bit of a strategy. You have to think, what do I want first? Do I want to leave Colorado, or do to sign a lease? These are two conflictual decisions. You know, one doesn't stick with the other.
I want to leave Colorado.
If you want to leave Colorado, then you're not signing anything. Then you concentrate on on renting a car or finding a car that allows you to, because you see, you stay there, nothing really happened there for you. You're in a place where nothing happens. So you change your place, you change your life, you turn the energy around, and you start fresh from the beginning. So that's what I want you to do, you know?
I'm thinking about asking somebody to help me buy a car. Do you know who I can ask?
There is a friend of yours. There is somebody who will help you with that.
Who
will
is
help
it?
You. Yeah. It's a man, not a woman. You know,
you know
what I feel an initial with a number, with D, David, the D, somebody with a D name. He's a tall man. He's so definitely. Now I come to the end of the show, Leilani, write me a text, I'll respond. But I do see you getting a car, and I do see you being able to make this move. I love you guys. I'm Carmen Jara on Om Time Radio. And don't forget, next week, we're going to talk about mindful astrology. I have the two most fascinating guests ever. Montefarbe, who's a phenomenal astrologer. Amy, his wife, who's an artist who has her collection, her design, A Bird of Gourmand. And she's the one designing all these extraordinary books. But this is an opportunity for you to call in. And talking about astrology, these people are the best in the world. So, Carmen Jara, I'll be with you next week on Om Time Radio. Thank you for listening.